حد بيقول you mentioned that atheism is more dangerous. Yeah. What about Buddhism when which preaches peace and love, but also emphasize the importance of the self and relativism? يعني any ideology which against Christianity or does not preach that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but in the same time preaches tolerance, acceptance, or whatever away from Christ, can be very, very deceiving. Can be very deceiving. And when it is very deceiving, actually can mislead the people. Because, as I said, it doesn't have يعني, an ugly face. It doesn't have an ugly face. Whether it is Buddhism, whether it is atheism, or أي حاجة. Behold, the Holy Spirit is responsible for getting us closer to God and is given to us in the sacrament of confirmation. Hence, it seems that the unbelievers who do not have the Holy Spirit within them do not have a fair chance to know God. Actually, the Holy Spirit works also with the non-believers, those who were not baptized and did not receive the Holy Spirit, but works with them from outside. And when they believe, it works from within. طب تقول لي, how would you know? أقول لك في آية بتقول, nobody can say that Jesus Christ is God except by the Holy Spirit. So in order to believe that Jesus is God, you have the Holy Spirit work in you. طب how he works in me while I'm not baptized? أختم بالكم. فهنا يبقى the Holy Spirit works even with the non-believers, but he works from outside. He pierces his heart, their hearts, to believe in the divinity of Christ. And once they believe in the divinity of Christ and they are baptized, then they have the Holy Spirit in them. If I stop praying for a while and I feel I am away from God, I cannot return back to my prayers on my own. I always need the help of my Father of confession to put me back on track. I feel I am so dependent on Him. Is that wrong? يعني نشكر ربنا ان انت او ان انت through the help of your confession, Father, you can be back on track. And that's the importance of discipleship and have a spiritual father. لكن طبعا you should not wait until your father of confession help you to return back. Actually, you should try to exercise how to train your will or how to train yourself, and if actually you drift away, you need to come back to Christ. I am a Sunday school teacher and I think I'm not worthy of being a servant because I do really bad stuff, stuff that I would be ashamed to share. And I always wonder what the kids would do if they knew about that. Should I keep serving or not? Because I feel like a hypocrite. الحل, the solution is not to quit the service. Solution is to repent and to change yourself. The solution is to repent and to change yourself. And keep this as a motive. يعني كل مرة لما انت, you look at your children, this actually, take this as a motive to you to change and to repent and to return back to God. What are the steps to take when you have let the devil in your life? How do you go back to that beautiful relationship that you used to have with Christ, that you cannot forget about and take out of your mind? I feel no matter how hard I try to get that relationship back, I feel God is leaving me alone, as if He is so upset with me. Please tell me how to please Him again. Actually, I think you have some wrong belief system. بمعنى ان انت believe ان ربنا is so upset from you, and that's why He's not helping you. Actually, the only goal of God is to bring every person back to His knowledge. So when we are far from Him, God actually is with us, working with us, trying to bring us back to Him. And if Satan was able to separate you from God and to drift you away, God actually is capable to bring you not only to your previous relationship with Him, but better than this. Have hope in God. Have hope in God. Don't let despair attack your heart. And then start returning back with God. Something I will tell you that you do not know. هقول لك صلي وقرا الانجيل واعترف, all these things that you know. But it really works when you do it from your heart and you believe and have hope. It really works. Also, you need to be patient. You need to be patient. Maybe it takes some time, but it will get you there eventually. So be patient and have hope. حد بيقول he explained that we are born with Adam's sin because we were present at the time when he committed the sin. But if we did not have the free will when sin was committed, why is it held against us? You're right if Christ did not save us. But Christ saved us. And actually, He gave us a tool to get free from the original sin, which is baptism. So, yes, we sinned in Adam, but God actually, through baptism, gave us a tool to get free of this sin. بيقول في سؤال عن التأديب. بيقول من يمنع صاع الابن فهو يمقته, أدب ابنك إلى آخره. إحنا عارفين إن هذا أسلوب غير سليم كخادم داخل الكنيسة. نسأل عن هذا كي لما نسأل عن هذا كيف نجاوب؟ أنا مش موافق معك طبعا. مين قال إن التأديب أسلوب غير سليم؟ يمكن أنت بتتكلم على الضرب. الضرب الآيات اللي هي بتتكلم على الضرب والعصا ما بتتكلمش على الضرب literally, لكن بتتكلم على التأديب. فأنت محتاج تاخد روح الآية مش نص الآية. فهنا ما بتكلمش إن تجيب عصاية تضرب ابنك, لكن بتكلم على فكرة التأديب in general. وفكرة التأديب ده مهمة جدا. يعني actually لو أنت بتربي أولادك أو في مدارس الأحد بتعلمهم وبتدلعهم, just you provide love with no control and discipline, الولاد هيطلعوا irresponsible. To keep the balance between love and discipline is very, very important. الذي يحبه الرب يؤدبه. فعايز اقول لك ان التأديب ده مطلوب, لكن طبعا مش مقصود به الضرب, مش مقصود به الفيزيكال يعني discipline. حد بيسأل على الجزء بتاع عبرانيين 7 لما بيتكلم: أما الذين هم من بنو لاوي الذين يأخذون الكهنوت فلهم وصية أن يعشروا الشعب بمقتضى أي إخوتهم، مع أنهم قد خرجوا من صلب إبراهيم، ولكن الذي ليس له نسب منهم قد عشر إبراهيم. وبارك الذي له المواعيد بدون كل مشاجرة، الأصغر يبارك من الأكبر. أرجو توضيح هذا الجزء. قديس بولس الرسول كان بيتكلم على الفرق بين كهنوت ملكي صادق وكهنوت لاوي، لأن سيد المسيح جه على كهنوت ملكي صادق. فعادة الناس بتدفع العشور للكاهن، للكنيسة. فقال إني بنو لاوي سبط الكهنوت يعشروا، يعني بياخدوا العشور من الناس، فكانوا بياخدوا العشور من بقية الأسباط. طيب، وسبط لاوي نفسه ده، لاوي ده ابن الإبراهيم، ابن يعقوب، ابن الإسحاق، ابن الإبراهيم. إبراهيم لما قابل ملكي صادق، إبراهيم نفسه إدى العشور لملكي صادق. يعني أكأن لاوي اللي موجود في إبراهيم إدى العشور لملكي صادق. فلاوي اللي بيلم العشور من الناس، هو من إسرائيل يعني، هو نفسه إدى العشور لملكي صادق. يبقى إذا ملكي صادق ده كاهن الكهنة، لأن هما ككهنة كانوا بياخدوا العشور من الناس، وهم أعطوا العشور من خلال إبراهيم لملكي صادق، يبقى هو كاهن الكهنة. فيبقى ملكي صادق أعظم، أو كهنوت ملكي صادق أعظم من كهنوت لاوي. وبعدين ملكي صادق ده بارك إبراهيم، ملكي صادق بارك إبراهيم. القاعدة إن الأصغر يبارك من الأكبر، يعني الكبير بيبارك الصغير مش العكس. فلو ملكي صادق بارك إبراهيم، يبقى ملكي صادق بارك مين في صلب إبراهيم؟ لاوي. فيبقى ملكي صادق بارك لاوي. ولو قلنا إن الأصغر بيبارك من الأكبر، يبقى مين الأصغر ومين الأكبر؟ يبقى ملكي صادق هو الأكبر ولاوي هو الأصغر. واخدين بالكم؟ فدي معنى الآية، كان عايز يثبت إن كهنوت المسيح أعظم من كهنوت لاوي. When we raise our kids, we raise them in the fear of God. However, when they become teenager, they start to change and imitate their friends at school. As a parent and servants, what we should do to let them come back to read the Bible? And what to do to convince them to be as leaders rather than followers? Actually, maybe وهم صغيرين احنا we forced them to come to church to read the Bible, but we did not actually convince them. Or maybe احنا we taught them about God without making them in a personal contact with Christ. So while they are children, you need actually to teach your children, in raising your children, you need to teach them how to have a personal relationship with Christ. There is difference between knowing about and knowing. It's not enough for your children to know about God, but your goal should be to let them know God and have a personal attachment and connection with God. Also, do not force, but convince. يعني try to make them be convinced why they worship and why they go to church and why they read the Bible. Once they are convinced, when they grow, actually they will not imitate their children if they are strong. We're actually from their childhood, you need to place in them and to train them and to exercise them to have the strong will. the strong will to be able to say no. علمهم ان هم they make right choices. علمهم ان هم to be able even to see the evil around them and to be able to say no. I will not do this like Joseph Ramel. How can I commit this great wickedness and sin against God? If you train them well in their childhood, when they grow, the chances of them to drift away, it will be very, very low. And if they drifted away, just be patient with them. And the word of God will not return empty. Just be patient, show them love, and gradually, actually, they will return to Christ. And many times, maybe you need to let them reap the consequences of their behavior. This actually will help them to repent when they see living away from God is not pleasurable, is not does not give them peace and joy. This also will help them to return back to God. Behold, one of Satan's biggest deception lead to the separation of the churches. While Protestants are missing the sacraments, couldn't we learn things from them and work towards unification with a more humble attitude instead of each church digging in their heels and insisting they are the only correct one? Definitely, we need to work toward the unity of the churches. Definitely, we have to be humble. But I think if you know the truth and you say, this is the truth, this is not pride, and if you say this church is the only true church, that's not a pride. If you know the truth, it is not pride to hold fast to the truth. It's not. Like, I agree with you, Nihna, we need to work toward the unification of the churches, the unity of all churches, and to have humble attitude. Like, we cannot dilute the differences. We cannot dilute the difference. We cannot say, no, it's not really a big deal, and let us just work together. Otherwise, why all the fathers made the ecumenical councils and they discussed the matters of faith, and when actually some people did not accept, they made excommunication. Why they did all of this? Because it's very, very important to keep the truth unchanged and undiluted. You mentioned that the kingdom of God is within us. Can you define this? Because I have issues understanding this. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God, to let God reign over you, to let him be your king. So when God actually reigns over your heart and you give your heart to Christ to be his place of dwelling, his place of rest, that the kingdom of God is with you, within you. But if you allow, if you give place to Satan in your heart, then here you cannot claim that, you know, God is within you. Then there is no fellowship between God and Satan. So the kingdom of God within you, hamalakut Allah dakhilkum, ma'ana in enter you yourself personally, accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your king and your leader, your ruler, and you live by his law, not by the law of the local government. Can you explain what's meant by God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Let me explain first the concept of recycling. What do I mean by recycling? لو في حاجة أنت you don't need it. And instead of just you trash it, maybe you can recycle it to يعني benefit from it. God in his foreknowledge knew that Pharaoh will not repent. So instead just of destroying Pharaoh, God takes his grace away from Pharaoh. And by just taking the grace away from Pharaoh, because Pharaoh refused to be in the grace of God, then actually his heart will be hardened. So لما نقول ربنا God hardened the heart of Pharaoh, does mean that act this doesn't mean that God actively hardened the heart of Pharaoh. But because Pharaoh did not abide and did not obey God, so God actually took his grace away. So when the grace of God was taken from Pharaoh, his heart became hardened. And God actually used this hardened heart to show his power and his might among the Israelites. So as if God, instead of just destroying Pharaoh, he is using his hardened heart in order to manifest his power and his might among the Israelites. Why did God want to kill Moses out of the blue? Exodus chapter 4. Actually, God didn't want to kill him out of the blue. كده يعني زي ما انت بتقول. اللي حصل ان Moses did not circumcise his son. And how he will go and ask the people to follow God while he himself broke one of the commandments. وربنا قال لإبراهيم if the soul that is not circumcised will be killed. علشان كده his wife realized that God want to kill Moses because he did not circumcise his son. So she circumcised the son and took the foreskin and touched the leg of Moses. When she touched his leg with the blood, you know, God actually released him. نعم. هو هنا لما نقول God يعني killed him ما نعرفش how God want to kill him. هل كان ده disease معين أو يعني فممكن تكون حاجة كده يعني كانت في رجليه أو whatever. That's how يعني حصل يعني. ف when she touched him with the blood actually خلاص انفك عنه. Moses was healed. فهنا because Moses did not circumcise his son. I'm a Sunday school teacher for grade 7 and 8. The kids most of the time behave badly during prayer, talking to each other, texting. Is it right to stop the prayer and draw their attention to the prayer, or that's not good, a good leadership? Actually, maybe before you pray, you make يعني some announcement and make sure that everybody is standing. Maybe you can ask them to leave their phones or turn their phones completely. And you don't start the prayer unless everybody is having the right attitude. We teach them how to respect God, and prayer is communication with God, so how to stand in reverence before God. So before you start the prayer, teach them in maybe 1 or 2 minutes how to pray and how to behave during prayer, and what is the expected attitude from them, and you tell them that I'm not going to start prayer unless everybody is standing and having the right attitude. حد بيقول would you please explain 1 John 2 from 12 to 14. بيقول I write to you little children because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I write to you fathers because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you young men because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you little children because you have known the Father. I have written to you fathers because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you young men because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the wicked one. وهنا بيكلم 3 different groups. The little children and the fathers and young men. They are like youth. فهنا بيكلمهم based on what is the need of each group. What is the need of each group. فبالنسبة لل little children قال لهم حاجتين. قال لهم your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Or because you have known the Father. If you think about what is the need of the children, the need of the children actually, in Humma, to know, you know, that there is a Father. تعرفين الولاد, the need for security, the need for attachment, the need to build a relationship. وبالنسبة لهم, they project the image of their parents on God, on God the Father. فعلش كده بيقول لهم, I want you to know that God loves you and he forgives your sins. God loves you and he forgives your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. So this is the knowledge that when the children know, they can grow with security. مش كده دايما احنا نكلم الولاد الصغيرين على محبة الله وعنايته. God loves you, God cares about you. That is the need of the children. لما يكبر شوية ال young men or youth هنا بيبقوا مغرمين بالقوة, يعني ال role model بتاعهم بيبقى دايما فيها حتة ال power and the strength. That's why he is speaking to the young adult about their power. Their power is not, you know, in building muscles and building body. Their power is in Christ. مش كده يقول لهم I write to you young men because you have overcome the wicked one. We read تاني يقول لهم I have written to you young men because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the wicked one. يبقى الولاد الصغيرين محتاجين الحب. فعشان كده بيقول لهم your sins are forgiven. God loves you and you know the Father. You know his love and care for you. ودايما الثيم في الولاد الصغيرين بيبقى على محبة الله وعنايته. لما يكبر شوية بيبقى هنا على What is the real meaning of strength and power? إيه معنى القوة؟ إيه معنى القوة؟ فالقوة في غلبة الشيطان because the word of God abiding in us. Fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning, ويقول لهم يعني هي نفس الكلام because you have known him who is from the beginning. هنا برضو ال knowledge بتاعت الولاد الصغيرين their knowledge of God actually it became more mature when they grow up. يعني ال knowledge اللي انت بتعرفها على your parents, your biological parent when you are young child, this knowledge كل اللي بتعرف ان هم they provide for you. لكن actually when you grow you connect yourself to your parents but on a different level. On a different level. In the same way, when you grow, you connect with God on a different level. You will understand, مثلا, there is a concept of discipline. إن ربنا الذي يحبه ربي أدب. You will understand the concept of discipline. You will understand الكونسيبت بتاعت التخلي لو حيث تركتك وبمراحم أبدية أجمعك. And how God actually can leave us maybe for few moments, but actually he will come back to us. You will understand the concept of suffering for Christ. يعني كثير من الولاد الصغيرين لما بيسمعوا حكاية السفرنج دي من خلال مثلا احيانا حتى بعض الافلام الدينيه زي don't connect well. لكن لما بيكبر he can understand ان مثلا yes there is suffering, there is a cross, because he understand the concept of resurrection. So this knowledge became more mature. The knowledge of the children, they know the Father. But when actually you grow, your knowledge of God became more mature. زي ما بقول نحن نعلم بعض الشيء ولكن متى جاء الكامل نعرف الكل. Please direct your children in the Christian way of responding to modern day persecution of Christian like Alexandria Nag Hammadi. It seems that they overlook for an answer that includes more than just prayer. Actually, we need to understand that we are called to carry the cross. يعني احنا مدعوين لحمل الصليب. Let me tell you a story written in Luke chapter 17. When the Lord heard about the people who were killed by Pilate, and he mingled their blood with the blood of their sacrifices. لما سمع بسيد المسيح بالناس الذين خلط بيلاطس دمهم بذبائح فراح قال لهم ايه؟ قال لهم Do you think these people were bad? No, they were not. ولكن unless you repent, you all likewise perish. And when he heard actually about the tower that fell on 18 persons and killed them, فقال لهم Do you think that these people are bad? قال لهم No. I tell you no. But unless you repent, you all likewise perish. فربنا actually how to respond to persecution. The way that God actually instructed us to respond by repenting, returning back to Christ, be ready actually to die for Christ. عارفين لما بولس الرسول كان رايح لأورشليم he was going to Jerusalem. بعدين Agabus, one of the prophets, قال ان the Holy Spirit says ان the person who has this girdle will be bound like this when he goes to Jerusalem. فقعدوا يقولوا له no, don't go to Jerusalem. قال لهم ايه؟ تبكون وتحزنون قلبي لاني لست مستعد فقط ان اربط من اجل المسيح بل ان اموت. قال ان انا I am willing not only to be bound for Christ but to die. And actually then we repent. طبعا في حاجات تانية ممكن تتعمل لكن أنا بتكلم على the spiritual responses. The spiritual responses. نحن to pray, to repent, to have the willingness to die for Christ. To be ready actually to die for Christ. احنا in the day of our baptism, we accepted death in baptism, which means we are ready to die for Christ at any moment in our life. ما معنى كما كان وهكذا يكون في القداس الإلهي؟ يعني قبل ما أجاوب السؤال ده عايز أقول لكم إن في مجموعة كتب اسمها الدرة الطقسية بيكتبها راهب من ديرة بومار اسمه أبونا أثناسيوس المقاري. المجموعة دي تعتبر من أحسن الكتب اللي اتكتبت في طقوس الكنيسة. ليه؟ الكتب دي بتدينا scholarly understanding how the ritual developed to what we have right now. يعني كتير من الكتب الطقسية عبارة عن تأملات. كتير من الكتب الطقسية عبارة عن تأملات. تأملات في اللي احنا عندنا النهاردة لكن without understanding how we have what we have right now, how the ritual developed into what we are practicing right now. الكتب دي اتكتبت بطريقة يعني علمية جدا، بيبتدي بيجيب من المخطوطات ده البراكتس كان كده، وطبعا كل حاجة يعني is documented with manuscripts، فبيبين ازاي things are developed until we have what we have. فاللي انا عايز اقوله، انا actually اجابت السؤال ده يعني ايه كان مكانه هكذا يكون، انا كنت فاهمها شيء وبعد ما قريت الكتب دي my understanding changed about it. فانا بس عايز اقول عايز اقول انا بقول المقدمة دي عشان عايز اقول لكم ايه اللي انا هقوله ده جاي من الكتب دي actually. فيعني I encourage you ان انتوا، هي مجموعة كبيرة حوالي يمكن 30 40 كتاب، بس هم they are very very worried كلهم من عربي كيس. لا لا مجموعة حديثة يعني بقى لهم 3 4 سنين ماكسيموم، لكن هي كلها الريسيرش مبني على الكتب القديمة زي ترتيب البيعة وزي كل بقى كتب التقصية. نعم أبونا أفرانسيس بقى في الكتب بتاعته حتى بقى كما كان جاب من مخطوطات قديمة الآتي، إن قطعة أولئك يا رب وقطعة وحدنا إلى ملكوتك كانوا قطعة واحدة. يعني أبونا يقول أولئك يا رب الذين أخذت نفوسهم نيحهم لغاية أنا ونحن أيضا غرباء، أنعم علينا بسلامك، احفظنا في إيمانك وأنعم علينا بسلامك إلى التمام، واهدنا يا رب إلى ملكوتك كي بهذا كما أيضا في كل شيء تمجد. كل دي كان قطعة واحدة بتنتهي يرتفع ويتمجد وتبارك اسمك العظيم القدوس في كل شيء كريم ومبارك مع يسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب والروح القدس. بعد الجزء ده يجي المرد بتاع كما كان وهكذا يكون، وهو مصور مخطوطة ومحطوطة، فيبقى يعني هو مش بيقول ان يعني مش بيقول ان ده كان حاصل يعني مجرد تخيل، لا ده في مخطوطات بتقول كده. فيبقى كما كان، لما كما كان ده مرد على ايه؟ ان هو بيقول ان يتمجد ويرتفع ويتبارك اسمك العظيم القدوس في كل شيء كريم ومبارك مع يسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب والروح القدس. فبقى هنا بيختم الجزء ده بتمجيد للثالوث، ان بيقول ان the Holy Trinity Father Son and Holy Spirit ان هم will be glorified on. فالمرد هنا كما كان وهكذا يكون بيتكلم على تمجيد الثالوث، ان the Holy Trinity glorified and exalted as it was and also as it shall be. It is تمجيد الثالوث ده from generation to generation under the age of ages. For some reason جه في عصر العصور راحوا split this into two passages. وأكشلي في الخليجات القديمة ممكن تلاقوا بعض الخليجات موجودة، تلاقوا الجزء بينتهي وحدنا إلى ملكوتك يعني دي part of أولئك يا رب، والقطعة الثانية بتبتدي كي بهذا، زي ما هتلاقوها موجودة في القداس الأغرغوري تبتدي بكي وبهذا أيضا. وبعدين راحوا نقلوا المرد وخلوه بعد كما كان. So it became very confusing. ناس كتيرة بيفتكروا المرد ده على الموت والحياة، لأن بعد كما كان وهكذا يكون بعد أولئك يا رب. لكن لما نيجي نشوف الموت والحياة نلاقي الكلام ده مش مظبوط. لأن هل الموت والحياة تبقى موجودة إلى ظهر الدهور؟ لا. إحنا بنقول كما كان وهكذا يكون من جيل إلى جيل وإلى ظهر الدهور، فالموت والحياة مش تبقى موجودة لغاية ظهر الدهور. ده آخر عدو يبطل هو الموت. فإن هم نقلوا واحفظنا برضو في إيمانك، ما هو في الأبدية هو الإيمان اللي هو الثقة بأمور لا ترى، في الأبدية لما نرى كل شيء هيبقى فيه عيان. فالنقلة بتاعت المرد دي لخبطت المعنى وبقى المعنى مش واضح. وبعدين القداس الإلهي المفروض بيبتدي بتمجيد الثالوث وبينتهي بتمجيد الثالوث. يعني أول حاجة في القداس الإلهي مجدا وإكراما، إكراما ومجدا للثالوث القدوس. وبعدها الشعب بيرد زوك ساباتري كأيه وكي أجل ثمات المجد للآب والابن والروح القدس. في بلوداس ابتدى بتمجيد الثالوث وينتهي بتمجيد الثالوث. لان من اول وايضا في نشر هي مقدمه الاسم ده بدايه التناول، يعني القداس بينتهي بتمجيد الثالوث، وبعدين التناول بيبتدي بالقسمه ان ابونا بيكسر الجسد وبعدين بينام، فاكشن القداس بينتهي بعد وحدنا الى ملكوتك، ده نهايه القداس. ومن اول مقدمه القسمه ده طقس التناول، ان هو بيبتدي الاول بالقسمه وبعدين الاعتراف وبعدين فعلا الناس بتتناول، فمعناها كما كان وهكذا يكون، ده معناها على تمجيد الثالوث. نعم
يعني if this is something that is discovered, يعني they're not gonna change it back.
هي مش ديسكفرد، هي موجوده بس احنا يعني ما كناش عارفينها، لكن اكشلي يعني انا شخصيا عندي شويه يعني اقتراحات على الموضوع ده، ان بعد الشغل الكبير اللي اتعمل في طقوس الكنيسه، يعني انا يركومند ان تتعمل توصيات للجنة المجمعية بتاعة طقوس الكنيسة في المجمع المقدس، على ازاي ممكن بعض حاجات اللي هي عاملة كونفيوجن ممكن ترجع تتصلح، وبعد كده المجمع المقدس يدرسها وياخد قرار بشأنها. لكن حتى أبونا في الكتب بتاعته ذكر أكتر من مرة بيقول مش عايز حد بعد ما يقرأ الكلام ده يروح بقى ويبتدي يغير على طول، ما ينفعش، لأن لو كل حاجة هيغير من نفس الدنيا هتلخبط. فهو بيحط الحقائق وبعد كده المفروض ان الكنيسة في المجمع المقدس بيدرسوا الكلام ده وبياخدوا يعني القرارات اللازمة يعني للتصحيح ان اراد. Is it not right to say no for some added service that I feel beyond my capability or I will not have time for it? يعني انت you need actually to examine yourself and your time with honesty وبرضه to discuss it with your father of confession, and if you realize that you cannot do these services with faithfulness and it will be فعلا beyond your time, nothing wrong in saying no, لكن don't make this decision by yourself, make it with the direction of your spiritual father. لكن من جهة المبدأ actually to focus in one or two services وتعملهم مظبوط أحسن from spreading yourself thin في الآخر ما بتعملش خدمة كويس. بس don't make this decision by yourself, make it under the direction of your spiritual father. How can I stop evaluating and criticizing the service decisions? Is this wrong? Even my arguments sound correct in my own ears or my own eyes. وكل واحد الارجمنت بتاعته sound correct in his own eyes. هو شوف I think it's better ان انت to share your opinion, and once you shared your opinion خلاص let those who are in charge to make the decisions, and you need to accept them. And maybe this will be like a practice in humbleness and in denying yourself by submitting yourself to others and to the decision. يعني حتى في الرهبانة كان سيدنا البابا يقول لنا ملكش علاقة بالإدارة الدير وهو هم بيديروا الدير، كان يقول لنا دائما الرهب يقول أنا مالي خليني في حالي، يعني خلاص it's not my business. If I'm in charge, then I will pray, will consult, and make the decisions that through the grace of God I understand they are right. لكن this negative attitude أحيانا أو this critical attitude إن تلاقي بعض الخدام they criticize everything, every decision أبونا بياخده أو أمين الخدمة بياخده على طول they criticize, ده بيعمل يعني atmosphere of negativity وبيعمل atmosphere of discouragement. وده is not a right atmosphere. انت all your responsibility ان انت to share your opinion once خلاص. If they listen to you to it يبقى كويس، لو هما ليهم opinion تاني خلاص. It's not your responsibility. زاد هقول لكم يعني a personal experience هنا. في حاجات كتيرة. I personally, when I was a deacon, I didn't see it right. بعدين when I became a priest, actually I understood why our father the priest, then I was serving with them as deacon, used to do these things. And ended up I'm doing exactly what I used actually to criticize when I was a deacon. لأن هنا our understanding changes. Our understanding changes طبعا with growth and maturity. لكن يعني don't criticize. حتى البايبل بيقول لك do not be wise in your own eyes and do not lean on your own understanding. فshare your opinion and that's it. How do you serve the youth who feel like they do not need the service or that they are more knowledgeable than you? I have tried to reach out using their talents and interests, but they seem to always shut you and other servants down. Actually, surround them with atmosphere of love, and each one of us will have our moments of vulnerability when we go through difficult time. And actually, if you show this youth that you love them and you care about them, when they will get into trouble, which again, everybody gets into trouble, everybody goes through difficult time. Because they know Ninta, you love them and you care about them, here actually they will feel the need and they will come to you. And this will be the best moment for intervention. يعني like the prodigal son, when he starts seeking help, actually when he realizes that he is in need, he needed even to eat and nobody provided for him, فقال I will return to my father. These moments are very important, المومنت بتاعت الفولنربيليتي بتاعتهم. فجست خليك حواليهم وخليك معاهم and show them love and show them care and believe me, هو هيجي لهم لحظات هيخش فيها في مشكلة أول واحد هيلجأ له هيكون أنت. وهنا this will be the best moment to intervene and to introduce Christ who is the real solution for all our problems and issues. How do you help someone that's full of sorrow and has mentioned suicide without losing their trust when they have lost all hope and are low in faith at this time of their life? Now actually الولاد يعني لو حد actually mentioned suicide, then maybe this person needs professional help. And you have to take this serious. وهنا ممكن تقول له ان يعني عشان not lose his trust, فتقول له if you really trust me, then don't actually put any restraints on me. Don't put any constraints on me. Let me try to help you. بالك؟ فيعني انا لما يجي حد بيشير انفورميشن with me, طبعا خارج سر الاعتراف. بعدين يقول لي انا I will tell you something but I don't want you to mention to anybody else. بتكلم خارج سر الاعتراف. لما يقول لي كده usually and I respond and I say if you trust my judgment, then actually let me handle the information that you will share with me to your best interest. فهنا ما بيبقاش حاطط قيد عليا عشان اقدر استخدم الانفورميشن actually for his best interest. But لو if he mentioned suicide and he has a lot of sorrow, maybe he's clinically depressed and maybe محتاج ان انت to refer him to get some professional help. حد بيقول some of us oldies are scared to read the Bible in fear of Satan playing with our minds. How can we benefit? How can we overcome this fear? Actually, that is in itself deception from Satan. And he convinced you not to read the Bible, علشان Satan does not, he already played with your mind. The fact and how he convinced you not to read the Bible, this means Satan already played with your mind. Because the Bible is truth. The Bible is the truth. Satan is a liar. So the only thing that will expose the lies of Satan is the truth of the scripture. فهنا you need actually to renew your mind to know that this is deception from Satan. Satan already played with your mind. مش انت خايف لا تقرا الانجيل لاحسن يبلاي. He already played with your mind by convincing you not to read the Bible. So actually you need to start reading the Bible from tonight. You said that there are only two kingdoms, God and Satan. أنا بتكلم على ال spiritual kingdoms. I'm speaking about the spiritual, in the spiritual world. في العالم الروحي, there are two kingdoms, إما مملكة ربنا ومملكة الشيطان. فالسؤال بيقول إيه؟ What about some kingdoms in the Middle Age which tried to create religion states, Christian? أنت بتتكلم هنا على الناتشرال وورلد, but I'm speaking about the spiritual world. يعني في الناتشرال وورلد there are many many kingdoms. And what about the devil when he tries to infiltrate the church using some of her servants to do his work? طبعا ما هو الشيطان ممكن فعلا to attack the church from within by using some maybe of the servants, maybe to employ his work or to do his work. زي مثلا مستخدم أريوس ونسطور إلى آخره. فأنا بتكلم على الـ spiritual kingdoms. بتكلم على الـ spiritual kingdoms. Is it possible to have Christian state? ده السؤال اللي هو بتاع separation between the state and the church. Actually ربنا make it very clear وقال my kingdom is not of this world. Even the time in which there was no separation between the church and the state, time that can very very bad the Knesset in general. لأن بتلاقوا هنا ال emperors وkings وكده, they tried to influence the church ويضغطوا على الكنيسة. زي ما حصل في الكنيسة الأنجليكانية لما هنري الثامن على ما اعتقد كان عايز يطلق ويتجوز والكنيسه رفضت, فعين نفسه رئيس الكنيسه وطلق واتجوز. يعني actually it is better to separate the state from the church. It's better to separate the church from the state. What is the purpose of battling on earth? If the victory has already happened, what is the victory for us on earth? أنا شرحت تاني إن ال victory, we are sure of the victory. We are sure, مش ال victory already happened. Yes, God defeated Satan for our sake. But أنت actually, you need to take this victory and to make it your victory. So when you get in battle with Satan, in spiritual warfare with Satan, because Satan is still attacking us, we know for sure the outcome of this war. فاحنا بنحارب واحنا we know the outcome. So what is the purpose? لان الشيطان لسه بيحارب. That's why we need to fight back. Satan is still fighting us. عشان كده احنا we fight back. Devils do not hear confession. But do they hear all our conversations? مش عارف مين قال devil do not hear confession. ليه لما بتعترف وبتتكلم الشيطان ما بيسمعش؟ لا بيسمعوا طبعا. وبيسمعوا conversations بتاعتنا. How far can we let our children get involved in the outer world? If my child loves watching cartoon movie, should I forbid him from going to the movies, or should I allow him under my supervision? St. Paul actually mentioned four rules to make decisions and to make choices. When said all things are lawful, but not all things edify. All things are lawful, but not everything is befitting. Taliq bina. Nothing should control me, and I should not offend others. فدلت أربع حاجات. So, when I make a decision, I should ask myself, does this edify me? Does this befit me? Is this offensive to anybody? And is this controlling me? And based on the answer to these four questions, I can make decision yes or no. What does it mean to be an altar to God or temple to God? You know, the altar is consecrated, dedicated for God only. You cannot use the altar like a table or a desk. فاش تاخد المذبح وتحط عليه أكل وتاكل، أو يجيب المذبح وتحط عليه الكمبيوتر بتاعك وتقعد تشتغل. ما ينفعش، لأن ده dedicated to God. يعني نفس ال vessels، ما ينفعش مثلا تجيب الصينية وتاكل فيها. فاش تجيب الكاس and you drink tea in it. ما ينفعش. It's dedicated to God. نفس الكلام، احنا how we consecrate the altar or the vessels by anointing them with my room. نفس الكلام، you are anointed with the holy oil. So your eyes, your ear, your mouth, your body are the members of Christ. You should be dedicated to Christ. فما ينفعش ان تخلي عينيك تشوف حاجة غلط. فاش تخلي ودانك تسمع حاجة غلط. ده معناه ان انت you are temple of God. معناه ان انت you are dedicated, consecrated completely to God. واحد بيقول some of my Sunday school kids go to another Coptic Orthodox church and I feel upset when that happens. I really يعني actually يعني I appreciate his honesty here. I really do not know why I feel that way. Maybe because I feel worried about them when I do not see them, or I feel that the other Coptic church is not taking good care of them. What do you think? طبعا يعني I can see here يعني your anxiety and your zeal. You want to have your children under your own eye and you want to have them in the church which you believe will take good care of your children. So there is something good here اللي هي your zeal about your children. لكن احيانا الشيطان ممكن يستخدم this zeal to make a split, to make a division between churches. And actually, if you think about it, all the churches are one. All the churches are one. احنا one church but has different facilities. Whether مثلا when we speak about, you know, the whole world, it is one only holy Catholic apostolic Orthodox Church of God. So what about your children مثلا moved to another continent or moved to another city or to another what are you going to do? فبعدين ممكن هنا يكون في حتة عن الشيطان في حتة self righteousness هنا. يعني أنا حاسس إن أنا I will serve them better. My church is serving them better. فممكن يكون في حتة self righteousness هنا. ف the best thing إن أنت you think about the one church, not the local church. It's one church. اخرج من الحيز بتاع الكنيسه اللي هي 4 حيطان دي to the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God. فاول حاجه محتاج ان انت تفكر بطريقه زوانة تشيرش not the local church. الحاجه الثانيه خلي الانكزايتي دي والزيل to pray for them. Pray for them. وانت يعني if they go to church you can ask about them, you can, بس don't يعني call them وتروح تقول لهم اه تعالوا بقى عندنا ما تروحوش هناك. That's wrong. لكن اطمن انت بتروح هناك ومصبح الكنيسه كويس. ممكن مثلا تكلم الساند سكول سيرفنت اللي في الكنيسه الثانيه وتقول له ان فلان وفلان decided ان هم to come in at your church and at your class. فيعني خلي بالك منهم وتطمن عليهم من خلال كده يعني. بس لكن ما تخلوش في حساسيات ما بين الكنائس لان ده is not from God. It's not from God. احنا وين تشيرش فما تخلوش في حساسيات ان ده بيجي الكنيسه هنا ولا بيجي الكنيسه هناك بيصلي هنا ويصلي هناك. دي مش من ربنا. احنا وين تشيرش. What's your greatest opinion concerning preparing separate youth convention for boys and girls? Do we really need this in this generation? هقولك على حاجة. وين بالنسبة لمصر، أنا بتكلم عن مصر بس بتكلم على 30 65 سنة فاتت، أنا معرفش الجو اليومين دول في مصر شكله إيه. لكن كان فعلاً الإكسبوجر يعني الولاد والبنات ما كانش بيبقى فيه يعني they didn't learn how to communicate with each other. وكان بيبقى مثلا أول كونتاكت بيحصل لما بيخشوا الجامعة، ولأن هما they were not يعني trained well how to communicate with each other. فلما كانوا بيخشوا الجامعة كان الرياكشنز بتاعتهم تختلف ما بين اللي هم الناس اللي بيبقوا very shy والناس اللي بيبقوا يعني they want to experience everything. فكان بيحصل كتير من المشاكل. مش كده كان زمان يقعدوا يتكلموا على أهمية الاختلاط. It is important actually to make mixed meeting and mixed conventions for boys and girls in order to teach them how to communicate with the other gender in a right way. تبقى under supervision بتاعت الكنيسة بحيث هم لما يروحوا الجامعة أو يتحطوا في موقف they already know how to deal and how to treat with the other gender. فعشان كده برضه أنا ما بتكلمش على مصر النهاردة، أنا بتكلم إن ده كان أيامنا من 30 سنة ولا 35 سنة كنا بنتكلم المهم يبقى في اختلاط ما بين الولاد والبنات عشان نعلمهم ازاي how to deal with each other in a right atmosphere under supervision of كنيسة إلى آخره. ولادنا هنا they know how to deal with each other very well. So they don't have this problem. I promise you they don't. علشان كده احيانا هنا بيبقى better to separate them. Why? To minimize the distraction during the convention. لما بيبقوا موجودين مع بعض بيبقى في a lot of distractions. A lot of distractions. وهقول لكم كومنت اتقال لما احنا كنا بنتكلم على موضوع يعني to separate boys from girls في الكونفنشن. فقال لكم كومنت واحده من البنات قالته وانتوا تفهموا بقى الباقي. قالت يعني من الميزات ان احنا to separate البويز والجيرلز في الكونفنشن ان احنا الشنط بتاعتنا تبقى خفيفه لما نيجي نتمرن. فده يبين لكم قد ايه وجودهم مع بعض بيعمل a lot of distractions. You said it's better to separate the church from the state. Okay. How about funding the state on the Christian principles like USA used to be in the past? Is not this healthy thing? عادة it does not remain وبعد كده الامبرور ولا الليدر بينترفير with the church decisions زي ما حصل وقت الملك قسطنطين. وبرغم يعني بنقول هو ان ملك بار، لكن تدخل كتير ونافى اثناسيوس اكتر من مره الى اخره، فبيحصل تدخل من الاستيت في الكنيسه، بيحصل تدخل من الاستيت في الكنيسه. السؤال بيقول المسيح قال تحب رب إلهك من كل قلبك وهذه تعتبر وصية، كيف يمكن المحبة أن تكون وصية؟ وكيف يطلب منا المسيح أن نحب وليست المحبة المفروض أن تنبع من القلب وليست من الطلب؟ المحبة على نوعين أو على مستويين. المحبة بتبتدي في العقل في الأول كقرار أنت بتاخده، وبعد كده بتنتقل من العقل إلى القلب. بمعنى ايه؟ خليني اكلمك على مثلا محبة الاعداء في الاول. محبة الاعداء ازاي تقدر تحب عدوك من قلبك؟ how تقدر يبقى عندك emotions of love and feeling of love toward your enemy؟ صعبة. عشان كده هنا تبتدي بالمحبة بالعقل. ايه المحبة اللي بالعقل؟ هي المحبة اللي بالعمل، ان جاع عدوك فاطعمه وان عطش فاسقيه. تعمل اعمال المحبة، فدي وسيلة المحبة، تعمل أعمال المحبة. وكل ما تبقى أمين في أعمال المحبة، المحبة بقى تتنقل من عقلك لقلبك. خدي بالك. بالنسبة لربنا، إحنا we don't see God with our physical eyes. ممكن أنا بالنسبة لواحد أقدر بشوفه بعينيا، I can develop emotion toward him. لكن ربنا أنا ما بشوفهوش with my physical eyes. عشان كده القديس يوحنا يقول ان قلت انك بتحب الله الذي لا تراه وبتبغض اخاك تبقى انت كاذب. Which means it's difficult ان انت to start you know loving God with your heart by without seeing him. وبطرس الرسول يقول الذي وان لم ترونه تحبونه. فبيقول it's challenge انك تحب حد انت مش شايفه. علشان كده محبة ربنا تبتدي بالعقل. يعني ايه بالعقل؟ تنفيذ وصايا الحب، ان انا بصلي، ان انا بقرا في الكتاب المقدس، ان انا بزوره في الكنيسه، ان انا بتحد معاه، بسمع وصيته. And here when I obey the commandments، هنا المحبه تتنقل من العقل للقلب. مش كده قال من يحبني يعمل ايه؟ يحفظ وصايا، ده العمل. فهنا لما وصيت المحبه يعني اعمل الاعمال، احفظ الوصايا. هي دي وصية المحبة. تاني احنا عدينا الوقت، مش في another session of question answer، في بيت questions يعني we did not answer I will keep them until tomorrow. عشان كده احنا عدينا الوقت كتير، فبرضو
now we will continue دلوقتي with عشية، and عشية will be followed by تسبيحة للي يحب يشترك في التسبيحة. Tomorrow morning, القداس, the mass tomorrow morning, 7:30 to 9:30. Okay, thank you. And زي ما سيدنا قال, there will be a continuation for the question and answer session tomorrow, inshallah, in the afternoon. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thy kingdom, power and glory forever and ever. Amen. Chen herin in even in jeb i bantu kratur, pso in spen nuti.
Pso se vexaste.
O Master Lord God, the bantu kratur, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
لك ارحمنا الله ويتراف علينا ويسمعنا ويعيننا في أقوى سؤالات وطلبات في الجسيم منهم بصلاح عنا في كل حين ويغفر لنا خطايانا.
Therefore we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this church, and from this your holy place. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the soul of your servants who have fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren.
Pray for our fathers and brethren who have departed and reposed in the faith of Christ and study again. Our holy fathers, the archbishops, our fathers, the bishops, our fathers, the Abraham. Our fathers, the priests, our brethren, the deacons, our fathers, the monks, and our fathers, the laymen. And for the repose of all Christians, in Christ our God, they repose their souls in the prayers of joy. And may too grant us mercy and forgive us our
sins.
تفضل يا رب نيح نفوسهم جميعا في أحضان آبائنا القديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع القدرة على ماء الراحة في فردوس النعيم في الموضع الذي يهرب منه الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسيك أقم أجسادهم في اليوم الذي رسمته كمواعيدك الحقيقية غير الكاذبة هب لهم خيرات مواعيدك ما لم تر عين وما لم تسمع به أذن وما لم يخطر على قلب بشر ما أعددت يا الله لمحب اسمك القدوس لأنه لا يكون موت لعبيدك بل هو انتقال وإن كان قد لحقهم تواني أو تفريط كبشر وقد لبسوا جسدا وسكنوا هذا العالم فأنت كصالح ومحب للبشر اللهم تفضل نفوس عبيدك المسيحيين الأرثوذكسيين في المسكونة كلها من مشارق الشمس إلى مغاربها ومن الشمال إلى الجنوب كل واحد باسمه وكل واحدة باسمها يا رب نيحهم واغفر لهم لأنه ليس أحد طاهر من دنس ولو كانت حياة يوما واحدا على الأرض أما هم يا رب الذين أخذت نفوسهم فنيحهم وليستحقوا ملكوت السماوات وأما نحن كلنا فهب لنا كمال المسيح يرضيك أمامك وأعطيهم وإيانا نصيبا وميراثا مع كفة قديسيك
Savior of all the regions of the earth. In the name of the Lord, keep us safe from this generation and forever. Amen.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our teacher and guide. Blessed are you, O Lord, when you come to send your commandments. Blessed are you, O Lord, our mighty human righteousness. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Despise not, O Lord, the works of your hands. You have been my refuge from generation to generation. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, I have fled unto you, save me, and teach me to do your will. For you are my God, and who gives a fountain of life. Maybe your life shall see light. Let your mercy come unto those who know you, and your righteousness unto those who know you. Give me all the blessings, give me all the grace, give me all the glory, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, existing from the beginning, now and forever and ever. Amen. It is a gift to confess unto the Lord and to sing praise unto your name, O Most High, to show forth your mercy every morning and your righteousness every night. Holy, mighty, holy, immortal, Holy Lord, and the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy, mighty, holy, immortal, who is crucified for us, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy, mighty, holy, immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and in the age of all, amen. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, for the sake of your people, forgive us for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brothers have slept. O Lord, repose your souls. O you who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplication.
O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father. Blessed is he who is born, who is seen, Alleluia, Sherene, Tintihu, Eroth, Ethoabeth, Men, Aho. Et oyem barthenus in sein event mas notus magen be Christus. Sherith edus misi non in pio oin in taif mi be Christus ben noti ti barthenus et ue. Ti barthenus Maria anti Theotokos et ue te brustets et in hoden te Evgenus in te ti metromi.
Before Christ, whom you gave birth, that he may grant us the forgiveness of our sins.
Shere ne oti parthenos tigro imen alithini, shere psusun te ben genesar egvoran immanuil.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, that he forgive us our sins.
Maria, we name rit
as David has said in the book of the Psalms,
Salam on Marty Eros, can be go in Tenny, goes to the Sunny Awanta, is very the police in me, Erosalim. Sherene oti parthenos tigro imen alithini, shereb shushun te ben genesar egvonan immanuil.
Remember us, O our trusted advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he forgive us our sins.
Sheshkin Arshi Angelus, see, O he erat of Erhim, no sebe infum pita, to kratu, the shimshim it he.
Raphael is the third, a symbol of the Trinity.
Sori il sedaki il sarafi il manani il lain sharif eroin is what net of him of the agent is
on. Sheraf
in the throne of the angel power in the glory, both real of the church, carrying the throne of God. Good after members, you dear, is can be close and sharp and means of her serif
from a
Agios Athanatos is more way to take a clear on me, a mari, the claim of the Kirin, the audience of them declare us. Afshan Gosim Bellil Yashan Life, O Hemma Oji, Agi Yosef and Lilo, Ebi Ufatin, no Tipe. In the Antakanis and Missy and Tinheim, if one ill mock and thought on his screen for Tiro, you and Miss Beer of the Arms. After the threat of you, I mean, and thought if me the week was most me, if not here, the front of show been cheering to be I
need.
Kiriyul Narissus of Sudden if I was told us, it is the Manadrias, you and Miss Nimia Kubos. Tanto os tem Matias, Bafos tem Marcos, tem Lucas, tem Sebentini, Mafitos, tem Ata Consciência, abençoa Tio. Abuchro, Uchi, Nafi, Volhi, Jene, Bwana, Bkani, Dir, Allah, Musaji, Afosh, Riksin, Ti, Ikamani. Marcus, be Abusurus, Allah, be Evangelis, Tis, be Mithrihani, and Kafinte, Bumanagas, and Noti. Akin bin Hulkhane Bkaki, Ikhuna, be Oin and me, Akhtim Nabari, can pay Bakht of Ebs, the Hulkhane, Dwe. Share in a Kurumartura, share be Evangelisti, share be Apostolos, Marcus Vithi, Oremos. Sheshman Rumbav Goki, Huljit, Ifu, Abgawar, Gayus, Erbish, Min Oren, Enomos, Ifti, Haber, Femini. Mef Arab Salim, Min David, Chef Koti, Ranjan, Ethnosir, Allah, Khin, Urani, Jesus, Ben, Oda, Chin, Pache, Mab, Shishma, O. Share in a Kurumartura, share be chugging in the O, share be a flow for a special support of our gayos. Should in so are some saying, O Kinemet shows either again key to the center and the old or coast or in Parthenos and saying in a vein. Share in a old Parthenos to Roman in Alithini, share in Shoshan tape and give us a Ikvonan in Manuel. We exalt you, the Mother of the True Life. We believe in one God.
Away your anger from
وصل فشل and forgive us our sins. Psalmist to David, go alleluia. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightning lit up the the earth trembled and shook. Your way was in the sea, your path in the great waters, and your footsteps were not known. Alleluia. Fizmara Odin Jeve Ethneo Hnefrani Mipshois Inteni Gom Kirie Frogisonic Tokata Yo Annen Ageo If Angelio To Anagnosma Open choice, open noti, open sotir, open orotirin. Isos be Christus, epshir emef noti et amch, bi uun afsha ini. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Stimmen zu dir. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be. Ieri ne pasi, O Master Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of God the Father, who has broken every one of our sins through his life-giving sufferings, who breathed in the face of his holy disciples and saintly apostles, and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." You also now, our Master, through your holy apostles, have given grace to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sins upon the earth, and to pardon and to lose the bond of iniquities. We ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for your servants, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense on them your holy mercy. If you have committed any sin against you, knowingly or through any fault, or indeed, or in word, or from faint heartedness, O Master who knows you, he's been is a good one, a lover of mankind. O God, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, absolve us, and all your people. Fill us with your fear, straighten us, and your rule with will. For you are our God, and glory, honor, dominion, and worship are due to you, together with you, Father, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and the age of ages. Amen. Ora në të ti herinë, mujmanë të kërinë, së në nanë të kërinë, kënë në novinë në vëllë, gjithë thokë të ti gomë në bi orë, në bismonë, në bi aman, shani, amin. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for that kingdom, power and glory forever and ever, amin. Now, love of God the Father, the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, communion gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace, may the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.